I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is coming up next with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth talks with a Wellfleet resident about foraging for berries.
You've probably heard of a huckleberry, but have you ever eaten one? They're the small black relatives of the blueberry, and they grow all over the Cape and Islands. And Neil Gadway has been picking them his whole life.
When I was little, it would have been back in the late 40s and early 50s, my grandmother and myself used to go down the street from where I live. That area was subdivided many years ago. It's called Indian Walk. And you go up the hill on Indian Walk, and there were several areas up there that had some pretty nice huckleberry bushes.
Neil says he remembers trying to put one huckleberry in the pail for every one he ate in the woods, because getting enough for his grandmother was hard work.
Huckleberries tend to be more of a challenge to collect than blueberries, as blueberries, when they're growing, grow in clumps. But huckleberries grow as single berries, and you have to pick them one at a time. After you bring them home, you don't have the big pile of berries.
Huckleberries are great to eat off the plant, but they don't go as far in recipes.
My grandmother used to bake them as muffins, huckleberry muffins, or maybe sort of like a huckleberry cake. Blueberries, you could make a blueberry pie, but that requires a lot of blueberries, and you wouldn't have much of a pie with the huckleberries that you pick. So muffins stretched it out a little bit better.
So how would you describe the flavor difference?
I think it's more intense. Once you've tasted a huckleberry, most people say they're really good. It kind of depends on the quality itself. How plump the berry is will be dependent on how much rainfall we've had over the winter and the spring. If it's been dry, the huckleberries tend to have these little tiny seeds that are more noticeable if it's been a dry winter and spring versus if it's been wetter. The berries are just more plump and you don't notice the little seeds as much.
And I know the two plants look a little bit different, and so do the fruits. Can you describe the differences in appearance?
Well, blueberries generally are actually blue. And they can come in both a high bush form and a lower growing type of plant. Huckleberries are pretty universal in their bush. They're perhaps maybe 1-2 feet off the ground. And the berries are smaller, usually, and they're really black in color. That's the primary difference.
Huckleberries also aren't domesticated. Plant breeders in Idaho, where the huckleberry is the state fruit, have apparently been trying for over a century with little success. Many foragers keep their spots to themselves. But Neil says when he sees huckleberry plants, he tries to spread the word.
There are still a lot of areas in town that have huckleberries. I work out in the field a lot in different houses on the Lower Cape, and I will see occasionally huckleberries growing in people's front lawns. And I ask them if I'm there in, say, June or July, if they pick their huckleberries. And they kind of look at me with this quizzical face, a huckle what? And I ask if they'd mind if I pick some. And they said, yeah, sure. And I have to explain to them that they're quite edible and very tasty. So they, after I leave, maybe they are trying some themselves because they're growing them in their front yard.
Huckleberry season starts in July, and the plants are ubiquitous near ponds and in local woods. You can see a picture of the wild huckleberry and learn to identify the plant on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Here's an interesting tidbit. The leaves of huckleberry plants were used as a folk remedy for treating diabetes. They do lower blood sugar, but they do it by impairing a normal process in the liver. Not a great long-term plan. But the berries themselves have the highest antioxidant levels of any berry, so go ahead and dig in. This Local Food Report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.